Now let's lead off with youth soccer organizers in Bloomington Normal hoping a new multi-sport complex will solve their facility needs when they lose their current home. But as WGLT's Eric Stock reports, they aren't counting on it either.
Illinois Fire Juniors is in the quiet phase of a $3 million campaign to help fund rental fees for a multi-sports complex the town officials at Normal have said is back on the front burner. League Secretary Jeremy Kelly says if that complex doesn't materialize, they'll need to build their own facility.
We have a ticking clock, and we can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good here. We might need to go and build our own facility if stuff is not coming together in that larger way.
That's something the league has been preparing for over a decade. The soccer league's lease at Community Fields in Bloomington expires at the end of next year. The Bloomington Normal Airport Authority has extended that lease three times, even as the Federal Aviation Administration has told Central Illinois Regional Airport it wants the land vacated for safety concerns. Kelly adds a sports complex that could provide indoor and outdoor fields would expand economic development by allowing for play at night and year-round, which will expand the potential to host more regional tournaments. He says Illinois Fire Juniors will take its campaign public once it knows for sure if the multi-sports complex will happen. For now, the league is asking its supporters to buy into a future that's still unclear.
It would probably be helpful if we were in a different situation where, you know, we had that sign out there that said future site of Illinois Fire Juniors and we had the site plan. We know that obviously we'd probably get some more donations out there, but there's still a dedicated fan base. There's still people that understand soccer in this community.
The league's director of coaching, Marin King, says last spring showed how much the soccer community would suffer without Community Fields. The fields were flooded for much of the spring, sending teams elsewhere to play at any park or open field they could find. Aside from the logistical headaches of relocating all over Bloomington Normal, King says few fields were big enough or level enough.
It's a safety thing too. You know, you've got some families with five or six children participating, and particularly when you're working with younger children, when they have younger children, they don't want to leave them at one location to go and pick up another one. So having all the children at one location certainly helps.
King says a third of the games had to be canceled. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.